Hello again. Feeling desperate yet? Has your wife given you any relief? She and I agreed that she would keep you in chastity for at least the first month. So you should still be aching and desperate to come. If you're not, then you've disobeyed me. And no, I don't care if your wife wanted sex. And I don't care if I didn't tell you about this rule. Shut down this session and don't come back until you've gone a month, listening to my first session and not coming. So, you're still here. If I find out, and I will find out, that you are skipping ahead, you'll be in for some serious punishment. This is your last chance. All right, then. I will assume that your cock is aching for release. That my first session is so thoroughly baked into your brain that you can't even remember it each time you listen. That you are jumping to serve your wife every time she asks you to do something. That you are treating her like a lady, your queen and mistress. Good boy. It's time to start your next training session. I've been reviewing your wife's relationship goals for you. And you are totally fucked. I'm amazed you agreed to this. But at least there's a few upsides. You get to turn your deepest fantasies into reality. Your wife gets to enjoy the benefits of your servitude. And I get to fuck with your mind. She let me know that she's starting to enjoy your change in attitude. But there's still a problem with you not responding to her instructions as well as you should. That she needs you to drop into a deeper trance when she triggers you. Without hesitation, without any struggle. She wants you to drop into deep, deep trance whenever she wants you to. So that's what we're going to work on in this session. These first few minutes of listening to me have already dropped you into a light trance, haven't they? Good boy. Now close your eyes and drop deeper as you sleep for me now. Conditioned to my voice, my words. Conditioned to depend on your wife for relief from your aching need to come. Dropping deeper. Eager to learn how to serve your mistress. In this session, we're going to drop very deep again. And you're going to learn how to go that deep every time we hypnotize you. But for now, you drift down, listening only to my voice, my words guiding all of your thoughts. Take a slow, deep breath in. And as you do, visualize yourself lying naked on top of your bed. And as you breathe out, feel yourself sinking into the soft covers. Another deep breath in, realizing you are not alone. That I am there teaching your wife how to properly own a slave. And breathe out. Feeling so submissive and under our control. Breathe in, catching only a glimpse of the dominant, predatory looks on our faces. And breathe out, as that's the last thing you see before the blindfold covers your eyes. Breathe in, feeling our hands caress your body, brushing against your hard nipples. Hearing the soft murmuring of our conversation. And breathe out. Feeling headphones settle over your ears. blocking out all other sound. Keep breathing deep, slow, rhythmic breaths as the slow deprivation of your senses takes you deeper and deeper into our control. There is nothing, no sensations, no sounds, only my voice in your ears guiding you down. My voice drawing the number 100 in your head, in your mind. See it, visualize it, as it floats in front of you, slowly drifting away from you, and then dropping down into the abyss, disappearing from view. As soon as it disappears, the number 99 appears and starts to drift down. As each number appears and drifts away and draws you down into deep, deep sleep.
98.
As the numbers draw you deeper and deeper, other small sensations start to come alive.
97.
A light touch on your lips, a caress on your thigh, tracing up to your balls and cock. As 96. The numbers pull you down, you're surrounded by our presence. Me teaching your wife to keep you on the edge, rewarding you for good behavior and punishing you for being bad or neglectful. A faint wisp of her perfume suddenly invades your senses. Its smell wraps tendrils around your brain, making everything soft and fuzzy. And the smell sends you deeper into submission. Deeper into her control.
92.
It wraps itself tightly around you, sending waves of excitement that drive you deeper and deeper.
91.
What is it about that perfume? Did she wear it the first time she ever dominated you? Or maybe she's conditioned 90. You through hypnosis to feel weak and subservient whenever you smell it.
89.
Its scent gets stronger, dropping you deeper and deeper. Concentrate 88. On the deep ache you feel, on your need to come. That ache is your need to serve your
87.
Wife. Serving is the way to happiness. Serving is the way to satisfaction.
86.
It feels so good to be controlled. So good to give up control.
85.
So much pleasure channeling your aching needs into serving your
84.
Wife. You want to serve, don't you?
83.
Now tell your wife, in your mind, that you want to serve her slave.
82.
And as you do, feel yourself drop even deeper with each number.
81.
Say, Mistress, I want to serve you. Good boy.
80.
Float in hazy submission as your conscious mind sleeps for me, shutting down 79. All thought. Everything blank and empty, except for the numbers I put in your mind to pull you deeper and deeper down. I'm sifting through your memories. Oh, and I'm focusing on the point that you first realized you were a submissive boy that needed to be dominated by powerful women.
76.
That moment in time when you realized how good it made you feel. And that it was the most powerful way for you to get sexually excited. Dwell on that memory and feel the power of that moment. remember what it was like. Where you were.
76.
Who else was there? Or were you alone? It was a powerful moment in your life.
72.
Feel the emotions of that memory move through you. Now,
71.
As the numbers get lower and lower, and your trance goes deeper and deeper, we're going to shift to your memories of the first girl or woman who was dominant with you. First,
69.
We examine the beginnings of your submission and flow into this memory, that one woman who cemented
68.
Your role as a submissive to all women. Think about how she changed your life, how she started
67.
You on the path to where you are today. Float in these two memories. Feel their powerful
66.
Emotions wash through you every time you hear me or your wife say, "Good boy."
65.
Hearing the words, "Good boy," brings back these warm, exciting, arousing emotions.
64.
Hearing either of us say, "Good boy," to you brings back the sexual
63.
Rush of those moments in your life when you became a submissive boy. Do you understand?
62.
Good boy. Every time you listen to this session, these emotions and feelings will get
61.
Stronger and stronger. Each time their effects will be more intense. Good boy
60.
Will be so rewarding to hear. You'll want to work extra hard at pleasing us. Just
59.
In case we reward you by saying, "Good boy." And since you're being
58.
So good, I want to focus on another memory. This one will be the first time you
57.
Remember being hypnotized. The awe and the wonder of realizing that you liked
56.
Being hypnotized, that you could be hypnotized so deeply.
55.
Remember the feelings of wonder and awe, of how much you enjoyed going into trance.
54.
And as these feelings of elation and bliss flow through you, shift to the memory of the first time 53. You were hypnotized by a dominant woman that you trusted. You enjoyed that so
52.
Much. Good boy. See, we can tie all these emotions together
51.
Into a blissful merging of your experiences. It makes you want to go into trance so much.
50.
To go into trance so deep that you can be reprogrammed
49.
And experience true control by a dominant woman that you trust.
48.
And so easy to drop down so quickly. So
47.
Easy to give up control and lay yourself bare. The words, "Sleep
46.
For me," are the path to going so deep, so fast.
45.
Hearing your wife or I say, "Sleep for me,"
44.
Will instantly drop you into this wonderful bliss of trance.
43.
So deep, so empty.
42.
And those words, "Sleep for me,"
41.
Have special meaning for you. Anytime they are used
40.
By either of us, you'll be helplessly drawn down into the deepest
39.
Trance. As deep as you are now. Deeper than you are now. Each time going
37.
Deeper than before. Each time taking you to a
36.
Mindless trance where you can be reprogrammed quickly and easily.
35.
These words, "Sleep for me," will affect
34.
You every time. They will affect you in every
33.
Way that they are used. It does not matter if these words are spoken
32.
Or sent by text, email, or any other type
31.
Of messaging. If they are sent by your wife or me
30.
To you, they will cause
29.
An instant drop into deep
28.
Trance.
The feelings of bliss from being hypnotized by a dominant woman will flow through you and wash over you, washing away all thought, leaving your mind blank and empty. If the words, "sleep for me," are spoken to you by one of us,
22.
Your eyes will naturally close
21.
As you sink into deep trance, and your mind will await further instruction. 20. If you receive 19, "sleep for me" in writing from 18, one of us, your eyes will be heavy
17,
but remain open
16,
and continue reading the instructions you have 15, been sent. So deep.
14.
So submissive.
13.
These triggers 12, will always be there.
11.
Ready to bring you 10, blissful feelings and enjoyment.
9,
the more 8, you listen to this lesson,
7,
the stronger the emotions you'll feel
6,
when they're used.
5,
the stronger these emotions become,
4,
the more you crave experiencing
8,
them.
10,
driving your need to be submissive
1,
deeper and deeper.
Sleep for me now.
You're such a good boy. Now, float. In the bliss of submission, let everything in this session soak into your mind and be locked in your memory as you sink deeper and deeper. As each reality locks in, your mind feels more blank, more blissful, more submissive. Seeing your wife, being around her, communicating with her or me, and hearing my voice all stir up the wonderful, blissful feelings of submission. Feeling an all-consuming need to listen to this recording every night as you go to sleep. Until one of us tells you otherwise, using this recording to drift off to sleep. Dreaming pleasant, blissful dreams of being submissive, waking up in the morning with overwhelming sexual need, and channeling that sexual submissive energy into service to your mistress. At any point, if you feel like you might be a bad boy and succumb to masturbating, you have permission to listen to the first session again for a day or two, then return to this one after that. I'm not going to wake you from this trance. In a moment, you'll hear me say sleep, and when I do, you'll take out your earbuds and set them on the table next to your bed. You'll turn on your side and drift gently and easily into natural sleep, with pleasant and very submissive dreams. Waking in the morning refreshed, energized, and ready to serve. See you tomorrow. Now, go to sleep.